Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement with your host for tonight, myself, Pastor E. Yes, the foundation has been set, and we are calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. I will do better. I will get into discussion, and let's discover the truth now. Yes, man up simply means now is my time to fight. I'm, number one, taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, I'm walking in purpose with God. Number five, holding myself accountable, dedicated and committed to a life of constant change and growth. That's going to really resonate here in a minute. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Man up. Welcome everybody this evening. I'm so excited. We got some new additions we're going to be sharing this evening, and a couple of announcements and things like that. But first, we just want to man up. What is manning up? We just seen it right there, is that we're now taking, this is the biggest out of that whole credo. The number one thing that really points out to me is that I am holding myself accountable, dedicated and committed to a life of constant change and growth. That is so dynamic in itself, because it now says, I am going to do what God is requiring me to do, and what he's requiring me to do right now. Amen. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. We thank you for this moment in time, Lord, that we can communicate and listen clearly from you, Lord, that we can retain your information, Lord, that our lives can be changed, our lives can be rearranged, and our spirits can be renewed in you. Lord, we thank you that it's done. We thank you that it's complete. And we thank you that it's finished. In your son Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. So as I was saying, as we man up and as we go to the next level, it's always contingent. Remember this, my brothers. It's always contingent on, am I willing to share? Am I willing to give? Am I willing to go to the next level to help someone else go to the next level? Something I really want to draw our attention to is Matthew chapter 28. We're going to talk about that real, real quick. And we're not going to be here long. We're going to open up the lines and get our brothers to man up. But don't you know that first of all, if I man up, I'm responsible to disciple someone else. And not just me. We are all, watch this, given the opportunity to take up that commission and become spiritual disciples, knowing that it is now a relational and an experiment that God has given us the right to the tree of not tomorrow life, not next week life, but now life. Verse 16 of chapter 28 of Matthew, it says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Here's the instructions. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, watch this, all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. What a dynamic prayer. Straight from God. Straight from the word made flesh. Straight from the biggest sacrifice, the biggest offering ever given to give us a right to become spiritual disciples. I know we always want to tell somebody what to do. I know we always want to point somebody in the right direction. I know we always got a word for somebody. Oh, my God. And that does not take away from our gifts. Oh, yes, we are still operating in the fivefold. But the fivefold means that I work without limits, titles, and not without paperwork and stuff on the wall. I work without limits. Now, if someone wants to know what I'm really touching on right there, without limits mean I don't need man's approval. I need God's approval. Now, how do you say that? Well, the Bible says to study yourself to become approved, not to man, but approved by God. So now I study so I can be in his presence and I can receive a divine spiritual discipleship straight from God. See, when you understand that when you relate with Jesus, when you relate with God, when you relate with the Holy Ghost, they're all the same. If you call one, you call them all. They're all one. But when you relate with Jesus, who is nothing else but, watch this, the light. And if you know anything about the system of the light changes things. I don't care what it is. If it's in darkness and you want to see life come, put it in the light. Do an experiment. Get two little pots. Put some soil in it. Press that seed down up in there and water them both and put one in the darkness and one in the light. And I guarantee you the one in the light will grow. But watch this. Reverse the system. And now put the one that's in the light in the dark and the one that's in the dark in the light. And I guarantee you the system will change because the light changes things. See, transformation, change, it builds. When we sow God's word, when we walk in the light, when we develop that divine light relationship, oh my God, that means we are now connected. How are we connected? Oh, the Bible says, and I one of my favorite scripture or chapters of John, chapter 14, but if you go down to verse 12, oh my God, it says, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you will do also. I love the lesson right there, because if you know anything about Jesus, I'm going to say that again. If you know anything about Jesus, if you know anything about the light, if you know anything about the word that became flesh, you know that he prayed. If you had to say what was his number one occupation here on earth, he prayed more than he did anything else. So when I really look at the transformation of discipleship, especially in the spiritual realm, see, I know that Psalms 27 and 1 says that the light of my salvation is it equals my strength. I know when Matthew 5 and 16 says, let your light shine, because Romans tells you in 13:12 to put on the armor of light. Isaiah even taught about the light, is that the light shall dawn in darkness. John even broke it down. It says the darkness could not comprehend the light. See, when you are in the mode of transformation, of spiritual discipleship, you know that the change has already been done. My brother, you are not waiting for change. You're trying to catch up to change. Oh, yeah, change is available to you, but it's being willing to change positions to get in a position, to get in the zone, to get in that relationship, to stay connected to the Holy of Holies, that now I know that I can abide in him and his words will abide in me. Because I know that if I want to look at the characteristics of the light, and the light spent most of his time praying, if I am going to be spiritually discipled, not by man, I got to pray more and more and more. What is prayer? Prayer is communicating with the Most High. Knowing that in that zone, that zone where Isaiah says the anointing will destroy the yoke and will remove the burden. My God, in that place where God is dwelling, Remember Jeremiah in chapter 1, he says, the Lord have touched my mouth with his words. That same word, that same light will change me when I activate him spiritually. Oh, no, no, get ready. Because see, remember, I began this by saying what I learned to do is for me to help you do. To assist you to get the same system in place that you got to go to work. Oh, yeah, yeah. No limits means I go to work. If you need that, yes, I'll go to work. Yes, if you need that, I'll go to work. If you need me to step back and let you go first, I'll go to work. I'll do what it takes to stay connected. Oh, even when darkness comes, it's coming. You have to know that you have to stay in the light. You remember that song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. See, we have to start utilizing, turning the light on. Oh, a lot of us know the light. A lot of us have related with the light. A lot of us spend time with the light, but we don't let the light shine because we don't want nobody to know that we are sold out for the light. I'm talking to us brothers that are Christians. The thing of the biggest factor that's happening right now is that we are not allowing our light to shine. Oh, yes, we get one-on-one. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Man, God is blessing me, man. Oh, yeah. But do we really let our light shine? Because if you let your light shine, you know that Matthew 28 is your commission, not just somebody else's. You have made it your own commission. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Oh, yeah, you have been commanded. You have been given the keys to success in God. Oh, yes. Remember, we talked about this last week. Remember, Mark 12 says that you learn to love God with your all. And then love your neighbor with your all as you love yourself because you know you love you some you. You know you are a top priority in your own life. You know you are numero uno, no matter if you got a, I don't care. Let's keep it real, brothers. We know we still hold ourselves at a high echelon when it comes to ourselves. Oh, I know we're better than we used to be. I know we're changing right now that as the Holy Spirit has held some of us a little bit more accountable this evening, that we're doing a little bit too much of me. Oh, it's time to decrease. That's okay. All you have to do is repent. But still, we love us of us. Here, turn around. I love me some me. I know how to shut me up. I know what words to calm me down. I can get through that problem with me real quick. And I'm learning more consciously that the more I fight with myself, the less I fight with you. The more I reason with myself, the more I ever have to come up with excuses with another person because that is idle. To relationship. See, that brings darkness because whenever there's not agreement, there is darkness. So I choose to walk in the light. And what do I do by walking in the light? I do what the light says. Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go. They were like, I want to go with you. You remember Crazy Larry. He saved Crazy Larry from the tombs, from cutting himself and stabbing himself and treating himself worse than he ran to Jesus and worshiped him and then said, can I go with you? He said, no, go. In his situation, and some of us may still be experiencing that old crazy Larry, that old crazy Eddie, that old crazy Dwayne, that old crazy. Oh, I you my brother, so I know some of y'all. I can go on and throw you under the bus. But check this out: we still remember that old crazy one that we still have to go back and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. So we can learn to be able to go and teach them to observe all things that you have been commanded. And remember, he is with you. That was so big in our last week discussion. That don't you know that when we, my brothers, decide that Jesus is our Lord, that we now follow him, but a lot of us are still following him. No, the Bible says that we should find him. Oh, read Acts 7, chapter 17. Find it on your own. He says that we should find him, for he is not far away. But then it all still comes back down to love, because then he says that all men should repent. See, when I love you, I can't make you do nothing. And I give up. I cannot change you. You cannot change me, because I'm going to do what I want to do. But when God instructs, my God, there's change, because that's what the light does. He says he'll never leave, never forsake in Hebrews chapter 13. But why do we leave and forsake him? Because if you hang in the dark, you don't get it twisted. He's not coming in the dark. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And yes, he has already. But no. Enough is enough of taking advantage of the light that watch this, will never lose its power. Never lose its power. You know why? Because he's going to stay out of the powerless areas. Oh, I'm talking to one of my brothers tonight, high five, because we keep going into them dark areas, to those areas of fear and pride and me and mine. And all. We keep spending time in those areas. We start acting just like we used to act. But when we stay in the light, you ain't got to worry about being changed, because I am changed. I am new. I am over. I am in a new position. To know that I can relate with God. Now I know I can walk into the light, the steps that have been ordered by the light, because now I can put on the armor of the light. I can really let my light shine, because it's no longer my light who lives, but his. What did Paul say in Galatians chapter 2? He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but the light, Christ, lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, the light is working for you right now when you let the light in. See, when the light shines, you can now be of excellence. You can be now what I like to call fruitful. See, when you're fruitful, that means you are reproducing. You're not just sitting there waiting on one piece of fruit. Oh, my God, you have much fruit, because it's no longer your will that's being operated in, but it's the will of the light. Oh, yes, he is the light of men. And then on top of that, here's the part that we really kind of avoid. Because just like he sacrificed and laid down his life, we must lay down our lives for our brethren. Yes, yes. Everything that he did, we must be willing to do more. He says, if you believe in me, I love preaching that one, because we always thinking that's walking on water and healing the sick and raising the dead. Oh, you know what? You better leave him what he has done alone. Stay in your own lane and understand, if I really want to believe in him and the works that he did, I need to know what how did the works ever come to play? They never came to play without prayer. So my worship, so my praise, so my thanksgiving is coming from the process to give God all the glory, all the praise, and not just today, every day, all day. I am going to fulfill the promises of God. See, true love, that's that light, which comes from God, it initiates the reproduction process in your life to love. How can I love my neighbor when I don't really know what love is? Oh, stop by on Friday nights, 52 Weeks of Love, and get to understand that you must know how God loved you first so you can love God back. Get the system in place that now you can learn to love your neighbor the correct way. Because you love the Lord with all your mind, your spirit, your soul, your strength, your everything, that now it's not hard to follow the commandments, because if you get the love thing together, oh, you can teach the commission. You'll know how to do the greater works. Stop getting, don't get ahead of yourself. Oh, back up. See, we must learn to pray, and to do greater works is I gotta pray better. I gotta stay. See, I think if we can really hone in on stop trying to graduate or elevate, watch this, in the sense of relationship with God, and just stick with prayer. Everything else, it work itself out. Somebody need healing, just by prayer, they're going to be healed. If somebody needs to be raised from the dead, just by prayer, they're going to be raised. So we utilize that here on the network through the portion room. There are people that get up and walk out their deathbeds every time we sow into the portion room. For those of you that are not aware of what the portion room is, this is what the portion room. We dedicated a place called the portion room collectively as covenant partners and said, we want to give freely to God. Now, you can't be God's giving. Your God doesn't need anything you have. But God is a healing God. God is a restoring God. God is a loving God. God is a providing God. We just want to sow that he can have some of our fruits to give others. We'll take, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to take a portion room break right now and say, if there's anybody on here that got some stuff left over, you done made it through the day. And it's still some favor. It's still some grace. It's still some healing. It's still some prosperity. It's still some witty ideas. I give it in the portion room right now. I can make it to my finishing strong this evening, and I can do without whatever I had that I didn't. I give it freely in the portion room. I want to give particularly tonight. Oh, you can do that. I want to speak against cancer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. This is Holy Spirit led. I want to speak against cancer right now. Cancer, you don't live anymore. Cancer, you have no more dominion anymore. Cancer, we ain't going to speak your name no more. We speak life. We speak complete healing. We say less chemo. We say less medication, and let the blood of Jesus run through the veins of those affected by that disease right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we push healing into the portion room now freely, Lord, that you can distribute freely. Lord, we deposit love right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you can just give it freely. And anything, Lord, that you were about to do for me, do it for somebody else. Whatever I may have was in the right place, in the right position with you right now to receive, give it to somebody else right now freely in the mighty name of Jesus. See him tomorrow with $1 trillion. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving what you are about to give me. Because see what the Lord has for me, I will have. Woo, but you can freely give so others can receive that didn't even know it was coming. Been on their face, been on their knees, been going through all the process, and it just took a free will gift to initiate the faith into action. Oh, my God. So we thank you for the portion room, Lord. We have given freely, and we thank you for receiving. And, Lord, anything that was not pleasing, anything that was not pure, Lord, oh, no, take it away. And receive the gift that we have presented tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, see, the light will change things. See, God must purge. God must produce. God must reproduce that much fruit. See, I can't do it. You can't do it, but when God plants the seed in you, your harvest can come because he can purge you. He can produce in you that true love, that now we can have love, that we can be of one mind, that we can walk in one accord. Philippians chapter 2, it says, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded. This is not just for you. This is for each and every one of us. That's what he means. He's no respecter person. That's where the anyone crowd comes in. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, all you have to do is be in Christ Jesus. You're part of the anyone. You are the whosoever. Because you now know, my brother, how to walk in purpose, but then to share purpose. how to stand in maturity, but also give maturity. Then to, watch this, exemplify growth and then help somebody else to grow more than you grow. To now walk in new life. That nothing you produce will ever be dead again. That now the true spiritual disciple is coming to wake tonight because you're learning that obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah, the next level. See, the next level is all you have to do is stay in the light. Oh, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me just stand in your light. You're growing me. You're processing me. That now I could go. Go ye, therefore, into all the lands. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to a mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. Go. You'd have to go far. A lot of the first disciple relationships we need to build is right in our own homes. That young man, that young lady, that spouse, that friend, that relative, that they are so close, you do not have to look far, my brothers. But it must start with you. Working on you, letting God change you, letting God rearrange you, letting God transform you by the renewing of your mind, because that's all you do is spend time with God. I am so grateful I'm not what I used to be because I no longer live. And yes, I walk that, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. I claimed it. I no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's all you got to do is tell somebody and watch God find you favorable in his sight. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to be discipled by your word. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that, Lord, you reign in this place tonight. Lord, we thank you that right now, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, we are changed. So, Lord, find us pleasing in your sight. Find us acceptable in your presence. Because we choose you over our own lives, that you may live, that you may be glorified, and that you may be lifted up like never before. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Come on, man up. Come on, where my brother's at? I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I had to laugh there because you know there's a couple of y'all I will. Come on, dial one and get involved in the conversation tonight. Here on Man Up with myself, Pastor E. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Let me scroll through. We got a pretty good board tonight. Let me see who's on there. Okay, there's one I could throw under the bus. I mean, he's probably waiting on me to do it, but I'm gonna hold up, give you a chance to dial one. We do have a major network announcement we're gonna bring up to this evening. But might as well get ready, Madison. I hope you're live. Pastor Dwayne Collins, do you have time to man up, my brother?
Manning up, my brother. I am so manning up. I am so manning up. I'm taking responsibilities of my action, asking God to strengthen me in my ways. I've been reminding of manning up because you said something, you know, according to the scripture, Matthew's, when he told him to go, he didn't tell him to be sidetracked. He said, go. Go means it was a company behind him. There was a brother. I know it was some mans there. It was some, it was a crowd, you know, because when he left, he gave them a commandment, and they followed him, and they believed in him. Only how they believed in him because they manned up. They went and did what they were supposed to do. They didn't go get sidetracked. They didn't say, let's run to the store. They didn't say, let's go down yonder. They didn't say, no, they went and waited. And so I'm so manning up, man, this year, that just trying to, you know, be that role model that Christ was for me in my life. So when my brothers interact with one another, they can say, man, I need to man up. I need to take responsibility. There's some things in my life I need to get straight, you know, and so I'm so manning up, man. And you said bump my brother, and I every time I hear some things, I say, oop, that's me. I got to repent. Oop, that's me. I got to get this straight now. Oop, that's me. I'm going back in my other ways. Oop, that's me. I'm going back in my same thinking. Oop, that's me. I need to get things better. And, you know, as we get older, you can't get any younger. You know, I can't fix what happened yesterday, but I can fix what happened today. I can fix the very moment. I can do it now. You know, I don't have to wait till tomorrow. The things that I know that I have done, I can change them now. You know, now is the chance to do it. And so that's where I'm at right now. I'm just like, man enough, take the responsibilities, take the ridicule, and just do better. Why? Because if you do better, you don't have to beat yourself up. You can only do better in Christ. You can't never do better in yourself. So if Christ is not in your agenda, you ain't gonna never man up. You ain't gonna never be better. No, because you in your own mind, in your own frame of thought, you're always gonna fall short. You're always gonna fall short. But in Christ, you can't fall short. You know, in Christ, you can do all things. You know, and so I'm so manning up, man. I just appreciate these moments. Amen. You know, we for the you know, at the end of the day, just to hit these talk shows, and you know, myself, I just been quiet lately, man. I just been not in a rush to hear anything. Just taking my time and just saying, Lord, you know, what is you saying? You know, what is you saying? You know, what is your will for the peoples, including myself? What is your will? Just taking my time and just trying to man up, because you know it's a moment that you don't want to get it wrong, man. And so, you know, that's truly manning up there, my brother. So I just appreciate that.
Man, God bless you, my brother. It's always it's exciting to be going through seasons together and start to see the growth and hear the anointing just flowing, that no matter where we are geographically, that spiritually we can connect and we can really, really flow under the unction of the Holy Spirit. It's awesome, man. I'm proud of you, my brother.
I thank you, my brother. And I'm so appreciative you being that mentor, because it comes with patience, you know. Sometimes you got to listen, you know. It's not like you know everything. You don't know everything. But there's some people that are more wiser and understanding than you. So sometimes you just got to, you know, we just got to listen, man. And once we listen, you know, in that listen, you still hear that still small, you hear that still that sound voice, you know. And so that's a part of manning up, you know, because, you know, we get into a point, you know, man, we miss the know-it-all. Sometimes we get so know-it-all, we don't want to take it from another brother. But, you know, we just have to listen, man. We just got to man up, you know. And by manning up, like you say, it grows. And once it grows, you know, it grows collectively. And when it grows collectively, then that's able to build. And that's how we show the kingdom. That's how we show how they did it. And the Bible talks about the man. And the Bible, you know, talks about how the man was out doing this and doing that. But only how for another man to follow another man, he got to see God in him. And if you don't see God in him, then, you know, we quick to run away, because we know that ain't God. But, you know, you got to see God in it. And every day of our moments and chance, we just got to, you know, hear that small voice. Because, you
yeah,
know,
amen.
We know the scriptures. They glorify him, not us. So I appreciate you, bro. You're a man of patience, man. Much love, brother. Much love, man.
Ooh, that's a compliment in itself right there. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. That comes a long way, because that's one of my biggest trials that I deal with is patience. Oh my God, I really am now. I want it now. Woo, but that's where it, see, that goes to spiritual discipleship, because now you know that you have it already in the spirit, and we can learn to wait on the Lord, because it's his timing. And you know, he never when you want it, but he's always right on time. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you too, Apostle.
All right, man. Much love. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to make an announcement at this point. I see my brother is on the line, and he's a working man, and he's a 24-hour working man too. So we want to be very, 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 very conscious to the man of God. But starting next month, coming to the Now Network, we are expanding Man Up. We have Pastor Dwayne on the third Tuesday, Apostle Marvin on the first Tuesday, and now starting in February, the second Tuesday of every month here on the Now Network, we will be presenting the Prophet's Closet with Prophet Dwayne Woods, my brother from another, my brother, not just a friend, he is my brother, but he is coming to the Now Network and going to be bringing that awesome, awesome dynamic word. Prophet Dwayne, are you live with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing? My brother from another mother.
Man,
amen.
I'm blessed,
still
bro.
True blue to the colors. Amen. True blue to the colors. Amen. And man, your teaching was real good this morning. I mean, this evening. And I was looking I was listening to what Pastor Wayne was just saying as well. You know, when you are, and I know you're trying to introduce me to the Now Network.
Oh, no,
Prophet's
go right
Closet.
Here. Go right and look. No, go right ahead. Flow as it goes. We don't format here. We let the Holy Spirit lead.
Amen.
Us, man. Be with it.
You know, so I was looking into the commentary because there was something that Jesus had said in Matthew 28 and 18 that I think was so profound, and I think that it was a clue to why he was commissioning the people that was with them. The Bible says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." Now, I looked at that and I'm trying to figure out, okay, God, why did you explain this to the disciples? Why did you explain to the disciples? And in retrospect to what he was simply saying was, the same power that I was given, now I'm giving to you to go and now make disciples just as I've made you all. And if you need the power, it's already inside of each and every one of you. Because after he was giving them the notice of all power is given to me, and if you go on in some verses before he left, he said, before I leave here, I can't leave here until I send him, which is the helper, which is going to help you in all of the things that you're doing because I'm not here. We as believers have got to understand one thing, that if all power was given to him, he has also given us the same power to go and do the discipleship as well. Amen, everybody.
Amen.
And you have
Amen.
To realize.
Look, I didn't mute it. I'm just sitting here and absorbing some word too. But amen, you got amen.
You know, and listen to what he said. You know, he said, so therefore go make disciples in all the nations. Mm-hmm. And if I looked up a little bit beforehand, in verse number 17, it says, when they saw him, they worship him, but some of them doubted. That's a very key point right there. I want y'all to listen to this. Even though that God has commissioned each and every one of us to go get disciples and make disciples, there are some who are going to doubt the anointing that's in our lives. Good God Almighty. Y'all better leave me alone. Amen. Because of the authority that God says was given to me, when you are a man and you're manning up, and you are walking in the authority that God has given you, there are some people who are going to doubt the God that's inside of you. Y'all better leave me alone up in here. Amen. I feel something going on. Glory to God. And it doesn't matter how many nations of people you come to, how many nations of people you are sent to, the only way to test your authority is to doubt your authority. Ooh, good God, am I my teaching up in here? I know you want to say something, Pastor. Come on up
here. No. No, I'm gonna let you go, bro. You on it.
Amen.
I'm feeling the anointing flowing. I'm just willing to just sit here and receive.
Amen.
Oh my God.
And then afterwards, see, every man has got to be tested in what he knows. I want you to marinate on that one a little bit. Every man and woman has got to be tested on what they know. I was telling people today on my radio show, I was telling people today that God has every right to consider you to the enemy. God has every right to consider you to the enemy.
Mm.
I can back that up with some word. Go to Job. Amen. When the devil was presented with the other angels, God said, "Job, why are you here? Satan, why are you here?" He said, "I'm going to and fro into the lands. I'm going to and fro to the earth." He said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" God has every right to consider you to the enemy.
Mm. Come on now.
Amen. And if God has every right to consider you to the enemy, then the authority that God has given you has got to be tested. Because there are some people that are still, even though they're following you, they're going to be doubting some of your moves, some of the things that you do. Amen. But you as a believer, you as the man of God or the woman of God, still have got to hold on to the teachings. And despite who's ever with you, who's ever against you, you still got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's why he
Hallelujah.
Said in verse number 20, he said, teach these new disciples. Listen to that. He says, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. People of God, I don't care what happens in this next chapter of your life. Oh, good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. I don't care who does not read your chapter and who overlooks your chapter. Just know that this next chapter is going to bring you into a level that folk from all ages will be able to read who God is in your life. I'm done.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My God. See, that is where the word connects. I am always open, and this is people know me. I turn the mic over in a minute, especially for the word of agreement and then the word of elevation. See, my revelation just cracked the barrel for your revelation, and I guarantee you, if there's somebody out there got a new revelation, dial one right now. Let us hear from you, because I know the word is flowing right now, and it is producing. See, there's that producing. When Jesus is in the place, it says we're two or three gathered. The light is in the midst. Things are changing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Some stuff you weren't even thinking about is already being changed on your behalf because of spending time with the light. Oh, my God. Well, I want to now do an introduction, because now I know you've already sown some seeds out there. Folks is going to be sharing this new adventure, this new journey of the Prophet's Closet. I know you can give us a little quick synopsis on what we can look forward to every second Tuesday with you here on the network and the Prophet's Closet.
Amen. Amen, Pastor E. Man, you know, first of all, I'm thrilled about just the connection, you know, because when we first talked about this, you know, you told me to give up something, and I was like, no, Pastor E, I don't want to give that up. He was like, look, man, you got to give it up because it's no longer yours. You should have never took it over there in the first place, because God never told you to do that. Now, that was hard. That was hard for me to receive that, you know, because this was something that God had birthed in me. See, let me just share something with everybody. Before I got to the Prophet's Closet, I had, for two to three years, I had the Prophet's Corner. that God gave me. I took the prophet's corner to another conference line, and God never told me to do that. I'd done it because I didn't have any other outsource when I should have been seeking the Lord on this. And so some things that happened, I had to leave this network. Me and Pastor E talked, and Pastor E said, Prophet Woods, because I said, well, I'm going to bring that. He said, no, you can't bring that. You got to leave that there. I was like, come on, Pastor E. He's like, no, you got to leave that there. Listen to your big brother. You got to leave that there, because what God did for you in that season is and it's over with. So you can't take that to another new season. So as we were talking, then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit hit me and gave me another name immediately. I said to Pastor E, I got it now. He said, what is it? I said, the prophet's closet. The prophet's closet. Let me just give you a little bit of what it is. And this is for every man, woman, boy or girl, whatever the case may be. The closet is the opening of something that God wants to bring forward or take out. There are some closets that need to be restored, and there are some closets that need to be rearranged. The closet is a safe place, and it could be a comfort zone. Either way, we need to check out our closets. And if anybody has ever been in a closet, you know you got some areas in your closet that there's some clutterness. It needs to be cleaned out. You know you got some shelves that need to be rearranged. Amen. You know you got some winter clothes that you got to put up because now here comes the spring. You also know in your closet you got some skeletons that you don't never want to be revealed, but because of God, He's telling you there's some things you got to let go now. You got to empty out them bones that are in your closet. Amen. Some of us got some areas in our closet that we have left things so long that it begins to mildew. Oh, come on. Talk to me up in here.
Come on now.
The closet is where you can open yourself up to now hear what God has to say about you. And many of us, God is trying to get to in this season of our lives. And it's a must, it's a mandate that what He has for us is now performed, because some of the things that are in our closet has now been done away with. Amen. So
Amen.
I encourage everybody on the second Tuesday of the month to come to the closets, to come to the prophet's closet, so that we can talk. Amen. And so that God can reveal to us why we have been in this closet far too long. Oh, come on. What did I tell you the closet was? It was for God to bring you out of something.
Woo!
He wants to move you forward. And in order to get forward, you got to come out the closet. Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody. You know, as you were saying that, you know, there are some people out there that have had some trauma closet experiences. There's some deliverance. There's some closet talk that I can just hear it in the Holy Spirit right now that God is going to reveal, that's going to save and set some folks free from some closet stuff you've been holding on to. Come on, no, we ain't talking about homosexuality. We talking about come out of the closet with truth and with forgiveness. We ain't talking about something that you thought you not supposed to be. Come out to who you really are to be. I can't wait. I believe me, y'all. Now, look, all my covenant partners are like, he gave him a month. I already know. They be like, he didn't put him under the bus the first week. Now we gonna promote and get it going. But everybody know I am the now, and I want to just make this disclaimer right now in front of all of my covenant partners. The prophet's closet belongs to Prophet Dwayne Woods. If Prophet Dwayne Woods decides to start his own Blog Talk Radio Network, which we are really going to be promoting and helping him to grow in the areas of what God has called him for his network, that belongs to him. It came with him. It shall leave with him. We release that right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we're going to say that out loud from day one, so that there is no mistakes and somebody else wanted to try to piggyback off of it. No, that belongs to Prophet Dwayne. There's some names I have of broadcast that people know. You better not use that name. Oh, my God. God gave that came here. So we want to honor and be respectful. But man of God, like I said, I'm really excited for what God is about to do. And not just with the network. We got a lot of things coming up here in the next several months that's going to be very, 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 very integral for us as the family. We're about to introduce a ministry launch from P2P Ministries to really build a foundation, of team members. A little premature, so I'm not going to share anything right now, but let you know that investment opportunity that Minister Rashad and myself have talked about is about to be available. We're fine-tuning some initial steps that before we get ready to start talking more. I see him on the line. I'm not sure if he's available to share or not, but here, I'm going to throw him under the bus. Minister Rashad, are you open for a little quick conversation?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I was just trying to be a student in the background, just trying to take some notes, Pastor. So I appreciate
amen,
you.
Amen, amen. But see, you
good
know,
evening.
Opportunity comes, and this is something that is very, very important. I know that both of us and with both of our ministries and the people that we really want to connect and help on. I'm just thank God for you. Anything you'd like to share about some of the things that we got coming up here in 2018?
Wow. It's just a phenomenal time. It is a phenomenal season. And, I just thank God every day for you and the NOW Network and the power base that you have actually put together. I truly believe that this is a divine destination, a divine intervention that has called forth what the people have been asking for. It's like when the people in Egypt kept saying, when is he coming? When is the Messiah coming? When is the Messiah coming? It's when are we getting out of this condition that we're in? And we've been here for too long, been waiting for too long, have been misstepping for too long. But now the keys have been given so you can open the door so you don't have to keep knocking. When you got the key, you don't have to knock no more. So now you can open the door. And now you can go through and get to where you need to be and have what you've been waiting for, what you've been praying for, what your grandparents have been praying for. They've seen it, and they didn't get a chance to physically live it. But we, this descendant, these children here, will get a chance to walk in some of those covenant grounds that they only dreamed of and seen but didn't get a chance to. And this will be the season that this generation will get a chance to do that and build on this legacy for our children coming behind us. Amen.
Man, and it's going down. I'm telling you, it's going down. I'm so excited over what God is doing and the partnerships that's coming. And I'm just so excited to be partnered with everybody. I want everybody out there to know, if you're ready to go to work, it's time to go to work. God has some dreams and visions that are about to birth by us going to work. And the biggest thing, the only thing I'm going to share about what's about to happen, if you're ready to go to work, you need to listen up for all of the updates that are going to come. And there's about 20 people right now listening to me that God just dropped down in my spirit for me to say this. You have been working for somebody else too long. Now, don't go quit your job and say, Pastor, no, it's time for you to plan to now exit. It's time for you to plan for a dynamic exit that when you now are taking control of your own life, your own finances, that now you are the head and not the tail. I'm telling you, this is phenomenal, and this is a blessing for God that we could really do the work of the ministry and do it big. Oh yeah, we talking about being able to knock on the door when you need help, and being able to have the finances to make these things happen. Oh, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but we will be releasing next week. I'm sending tonight on some final little edits. I'm gonna send this information to Minister Rashad. Once we get an okay between the two of us, we're gonna share this base principle that God has given us and go from there. So God bless everybody. Anybody else, a couple more minutes, want to dial in, dial one. There may be one person on this broadcast tonight that you don't know how you got here. You don't even know who Jesus is. This is the first time you really have heard anybody talk as so energetic about him, and now you want to know more. Please dial one. I don't have to bring you on the open line. We have a green room that we could talk personal with you. Please dial one, and I will give you all the information right now that will change your life forever. You don't have to wait. You don't have to go through courses. You don't have to go through schooling and seminars, and those things are great. But to become a Christian, it's pretty simple. First of all, you got to believe. Once you believe, you know now you must confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart, in your mind, that Jesus is your Lord. He died for you. He was buried for you, and he got up for you. And now no longer are you who live, but he who lives in you. Your life has already changed. You're part of the crowd. But now you have to start working to do what God says he will do for you. And that's that. God bless everybody.
Oh, yes.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated.
Yes.
Prophet Dwayne, I can't wait, man. I'm excited. I'm excited. Go ahead.
You know, and I got a lot of things that I'm gonna bring, you know, to this, because it ain't gonna just be me ministering. I got a brother who's a financial wizard. I'm gonna bring him on the network so that he can just give financial information, you know, and pretty sure him and Rashad can get together and talk some things. I also work for a company called FES, which is Financial Educational Services, where we restore credit. And so, I mean, my hand is in so many things, and I'm trying to help so many people. It's just that trying to get the people's mindset out of where they are now and move it to where they need to be. Amen. You know, so
amen.
I tell everybody, look, you're here now, but you're asking God to move you there. I no longer want to be here, but I want to be there. And when you get there, you thank God that you used to be here, because now you know how to handle when you get over there.
Huh.
Oh, come on, man. I'm telling you,
this is just simple.
This is just doing the Bible. Amen. Quit listening to your mama. Quit listening to grandmama. They don't get me wrong. I love what grandmama and them are saying. I love what mama was saying. But when you come to the now understanding of the word, what it means to you, you need to now apply it to a right now movement.
Ow.
Oh, my goodness. My God, my God, my God.
See, I can already tell I'm going to have to stay in the background on your broadcast, because we'll go by 4 or 5 hours, because it's just like we could tag team and preach. And if I know Pastor Dwayne sitting over there, probably I'm trying not to say that, we'll have a tag team preach-a-thon, and it will be going down, man. I'm excited.
And I'm excited too. I'm really excited for Pastor Dwayne. I'm excited for Rashad. I'm excited. I'm doing some research also, and I'm pretty sure Rashad will do some research on this too, as far as penny stocks. But I'm looking at so many things, man, because we're supposed to be wealthy. We ain't supposed to be borrowing anything. We're supposed to be lenders.
That's right. Oh, yeah, it's
Amen.
Time to change the whole culture. And changing culture starts with education. But first of all, it's what's the biggest thing here is the oneness, the unity of God, that we can do this. And that's what this is built on. This is the unity of God, the commission of Jesus, and be willing to pull somebody else up. Oh, we always get a little something, and now we want somebody to work for us. No, come on, work with me. Work side by side. Go to work. If you work as hard as me, you can have more than I have, because I work hard. If you work half of what I do, you could do a lot of things, I'm telling you. And that's just because I am full of energy, and that's just the way God made me. But just to give you the sense to say, I don't want to do it. You do it too much. If you do half, I guarantee you can be a part of this group and still go to work. Bless you, man of God. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to you next month. We'll talk a little bit more on getting all the little the fine details to make sure that all of our promotions and everything is are going on. I can tell you already posted a flyer, so you like the little spark. You said, can I spark it up a little bit? I hope I did justice. We could do color changing, font changing. We can do anything. I'm always open for suggestions because that's your flyer, and we want it to work for you. So God bless you. Would you pray us out of here tonight?
Yes, I will. Can I do one other thing, if it's okay with you? I also have a conference number, if it's okay with you, sir, to give out the number. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, now I teach on this every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know that might be too early for a lot of people who are in California because that would be like 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that, of that nature. But if you're hungry like I'm hungry to spread the word, then it doesn't make a difference what time it is. I just need to get that word. So the phone number is area code 319-527-2149. I'm on, and then I have a friend of mine, a real dear friend of mine. I got to introduce you to Pastor E. His name is Prophet San Juan Ambrose. He teaches on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I come back on Thursday night for fire prayer, and we call down the fire of God. Amen. We pray for people.
Amen. Do you have flyers for those two events?
No, you know what? I was going to get with you to help me, bro. Tell me out, bro. I was going to get with you. but that number again, people of God, is 319-527-2149. Please join us. And the name of the conference is Restoring Lives Through Prayer Conference Line.
Amen.
Restoring Lives Through Prayer Conference Line.
Well, you got my endorsement because you said prayer. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Boy, the more we pray, the better we'll get. Yeah, man, pray us out of here, man, and I'll definitely get with you on helping you out. So God bless.
God bless you too. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for the other men and women of God that are attached to him, Father. We thank you, God, that you are spearheading him, God, to do a movement within the earth, God. And we thank you right now, God, that the East Coast is his coast, God. Mm. And we thank you for how he's reaching, oh, God, yes. Thank you, Father God, for that word. We thank you that the East Coast is his coast, God, and that he is designating people in the West Coast. We thank you that he's designating people in the Midwest. And in the East Coast, God, Father God, so that the NOW, N-O-W, the NOW network, God, can reach the corners of the earth. And Father, we thank you. We give you praise, God, for those who are even listening to us under the sound of our voice, God. We declare and decree a thing in their lives, God, that they prosper and be in health even as their soul prosper. God, we thank you right now that you're going to use them mightily in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that their past is behind them and their future is in front of them. We thank you right now, Father, that you're getting ready to do a new thing and you're getting ready to make up a new thing for them, Father. And Lord, as long as we continue in your will, Lord, grace us, God, that we'll be able to make a movement that will transcend this earth, God. We come against every devil. We come against every imp. We come against every witchcraft spirit, warlock spirit, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you have your way. Have your way. Cover our minds right now, God, that we can have our mind stayed on you. Oh, God, we thank you. You said in your word, without the mind, you can't do anything. So let our minds be stayed upon you, Father. And then you said in your word, God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Lord, let's seek the kingdom in every single thing that we do. And God, we thank you and we give you praise for this blog talk and for the people who are listening under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray that you bless them right now richly in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.
God bless you, family.